For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Something's going on down in New York City with Terrence McNally, and I wanted you to talk about that a little, Anthony, because it informs how shows actually get on the boards.
How very present he is on the Broadway stage lately.
Well, that too.
Mothers and Sons on Broadway for a Tony nomination for himself and Tyne Daly last year, and now this very high-profile production of his rewrite of the comedy It's Only a Play with Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick and Megan Mullally and F. Murray Abraham and Stockard Channing. And it is a show business comedy, and it's sold out, you know, with a cast like that, a limited run. And I suspect really what they are doing is building the coffers to be able to produce his musical with Candor and Ebb, The Visit, starring Cheetah Rivera, which they've taken 15 years to try to get to New York. But now Terrence's husband is producer of It's Only a Play, was the producer also of Mothers and Sons. And I'm suspecting that they are just building the war chest to be able to get the next show up and running. I had gone to see Cheetah Rivera at Birdland, I told you a couple of weeks ago, and Tom, Terrence's husband, invited me to the opening night. And I said, well, what are you talking about? There is no announcement. And he said, oh yeah, we're going. And then it clicked. Well, of course, they surefire hit, chock-a-block stars, immune to reviews, which were respectful, and Away We Go, which is the name, of course, of another Terrence McNally play. Show business on the New York stage today, truly high finance, and that's what happens.
Now, I know a lot of folks get a little confused by Lillian Hellman's The Children's Hour for a couple of reasons. I mean, first, they might think it's for children. It's not. They might think it's a very modernist play. It's not. And it's put on by the Buffalo Public Theater, but it's at the New Phoenix Theater. Now that we've gotten all of that out of the way.
All that's straightened out. Yeah. I hadn't thought about it, but you're right. And the interesting element of The Children's Hour, we associate it with the 20th century. It is a 20th century play, but in style, it's closer to Henrik Ibsen than it is to contemporary drama. It is the well-made play. It is a well-made melodrama, like the realist plays of the modern era, like Ibsen, who would write a play about venereal disease. He would write a play about a woman walking out on her husband. This play is about the rumor of a lesbian relationship at a girl's school, which destroys everyone's lives. Perfectly structured in the manner of the well-made play, but with a controversial topic. And when she first wrote it, it made her the toast of Broadway in the 1930s and launched Lillian Hellman's remarkable career, to be followed by such plays as Watch on the Rhine, as Little Foxes, the great masterpiece.
Well, the title pretty much tells you what's going on. Buffalo United Artists on the main stage of the alleyway. The play is titled The Homosexuals, and I guess I would call it Friends, only a homosexual friend.
It's gay, yeah. Even their poster mirrors the publicity for the Friends TV show. It's about a group of longtime friends over a 10-year period and the complications that ensue with overlapping relationships, and expect tons of show references and so forth. That's opening tonight, as is The Children's Hour, The Homosexuals at BUA.
And Anthony, what's going on over at 710 Main?
Well, a couple of things. The exciting thing, the one that we were chatting about, is that someone has booked 710 Main for December the 3rd, an out-of-town producer who is bringing something that's called Four Girls Four, which it was the name of another show that had Rosemary Clooney and Helen O'Connell and Margaret Whiting and who was the fourth one? I want to say Julie Wilson, but it wasn't. Four great singers. This man is actually bringing four great divas of the Broadway stage, and they are Andrea McArdle, the original Annie, the marvelous Faith Prince, Maureen McGovern, who, you know, best known for Morning After from The Poseidon Adventure, but was in Little Women on Broadway, and the astonishing Donna McKechnie, the original Cassie and Chorus Line. And that's one night only, and I think he's going to sell that baby out, because that just could not be more thrilling. December 3rd, these great ladies of Broadway, Four Girls Four at 710 Main. And yes, tickets are on sale now.
I went to see Blood Type Ragu.
I didn't want to bring it up, but I knew you'd gone to see it, and we've been looking forward to this. And so, Blood Type Ragu.
I was a little disappointed. It's okay, but if you're not actually Italian, it's just not all that great. But if you are Italian, I would go. Everyone who was in the audience who was Italian laughed.
Those little comedies at the Shea Smith Theater, like the Late Night Catechism, it's much funnier if you're Catholic.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think that should discourage people who might be inclined to chuckle at those kinds of things. What was the other one? My father's Jewish, my mother's Italian, and I'm in therapy, that kind of thing.
Right.
I think you kind of know if you're the audience.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.